those stupid fucking portals. Always so dirty. Have they no respect for well-tailored menswear? Honestly, the gall. Ah. Good evening, pretty little thing. What's cooking, good lookin'? Indeed, you've guessed right. Tis I, the aforetold devil at your service. Or rather, a demon, technically. There's only one devil, but many demons. Same difference to you lot, I think. Did the portal to hell which I climbed out of not tip you off? Ah, I bet it was the horns. The horns seem to be what really sells it. But I mean, hey, call me whatever you like. If I'm handsome enough to be mistaken for the big guy, well, who am I to complain, right? Who wouldn't want to be old Lucy? Anyway, regardless, I'm here to fuck you. The other guy had his fun. Now it's my turn. You won't know what hit you. Oh, I know you enjoyed your time with him, but I can assure you, you'll enjoy your time with me even more. So let's get this show on the road, eh? I got a game plan, and we better get started if we're gonna have enough time for everything. Oh, please. Let's not start with introductions. I don't really think it matters who we are. I'm here on business. I don't need to know your name. All right, fine. Out with it then. Tell me your name. Excellent. How very human. My name is... Watanaya Tantanayapan Tayapan Chokura. You didn't catch that? I said... No matter. It's demon speak. You wouldn't understand it anyway. Just call me... well, whatever you want. No human name comes close to mine anyway. Alright, human. Introductions have been made and it's already midnight. Let's get this show on the road. We're burning moonlight. I'm all stretched out and ready to please. I can play you humans like a fiddle. Fulfill all your wildest dreams. Just leave it to me. What? He offered you a wish? Cheating bastard. No, it's not... actually cheating. I'm just annoyed I didn't think of it first. I suppose this explains why you're not more freaked out. Did you think I'd offer you something too? Was the little human hoping for some goodies? Well, it's not a bad idea. All right, I'll play the game. What's better than a wish? Two wishes, perhaps? Help me win and I'll give you two wishes. How about that? Your angel buddy can't beat that now, can he? No, he can't beat that. He's not here right now to renegotiate with you or to counter my offer. This is take it or leave it. So, what'll it be? I had a feeling you'd accept it. Greedy, pretty little human. Oh, no, don't misunderstand. It's a compliment. Greed is a trait you need to survive. You need to be able to take things, to keep them for yourself, in order to live in this delightful world of yours. Yes, the delightful part was sarcasm. I hate to tell you this, but you really did get the short end of the stick where you were born into this universe. There are so many better ones out there. I suppose there's worse, far worse, but at least those are more exciting than this one. Nonetheless, I intend to make this night, at least, exciting for us both. So exciting that I'll be the clear winner of our competition. And tell me, what do you desire? What have you been afraid to ask of all of your human companions? Whatever it is, I'll give it to you. Do you want me to hold you down and fuck you hard? Maybe want one of my hands to hold your throat ever so slightly while I do it. Oh, I bet you do. Or we can get a little more wild than that if you prefer. Do you dream of sex swings and threesomes? Spreader bars and vibrators and flogging? Tell me, what do you want the most? Can't decide? Too much pressure? All right then. I'll decide. No. Don't move. Stay there. We can make good use of this bed, but we'll need to both be on it for this to work. Takes two to tango, you know? Oh, come now. Don't be modest. We both know you want me to be closer. I'm sure the angel is very sweet to you, but you do well to remember that I am nothing like him. There will be no soft platitudes tonight, pet, and I won't allow you to be shy. From this moment on, I'm the one in charge. Oh, yes. You like that. Are you tired of making decisions all on your own? Is that why you couldn't tell me what you want? It's exhausting, isn't it? Having to choose all the time. No worries. I'll happily make all of the decisions tonight. Decision one. We seal our deal with a kiss. Decision two, no more clothes. Magic, see? Why spend time undressing when you don't have to? Decision three, you, my pet, are gonna suck my cock. You heard me. Don't make me ask twice. I'm gonna lay back over here, and you're going to do it. Your eyes keep bouncing between my face and my body. I know you want to taste me. Come on, pet. Get to it. There you go. Excited now, aren't we? Oh, I never see humans move that fast. Oh, that's it. If you do a good enough job, that cock will be inside of you later. Doesn't that sound nice? What a good pet. Nodding with your lips still wrapped around me. You're awful determined to prove yourself. Does it feel good having such a simple goal? To have me give you that goal? You don't need to worry about anything else except for worshiping my cock. Yes. Just like that. Fuck. You're good with your tongue. Do that again. That's it, Ben. Good job. Feels good to please me, doesn't it? Feels right. That's because you belong here. On your knees, between my legs. Doing whatever I ask. Oh. Open your mouth wider. Take me deeper. I want to see just how far I can go. Show me. Your mouth. Soft and warm. Delicate. Sweet. Just like you, my greedy little human. You know exactly what you want, don't you? And you'll do anything to get it. Don't forget to use your hands. There you go. Keep doing that. Ah, exactly. Until I tell you to stop. Stop. Don't make me repeat myself. Good. Oh, try not to look so sad. You'll have my cock again soon. Turn around. I want your face down on the bed and your ass in the air. Be quick. Ooh, what a delight to see you presented before me. Your body is so pretty and fragile and so very human. So strange seeing skin as clear as this. Angels have wings here. We demons are covered in scars or tattoos or what have you. But humans, your shoulders are bare. It provides the perfect place for me to put my hand and hold you down while I fuck you. Oh my, that's rather exciting for you, isn't it? Have your human companions been too shy to give you what you really want? My poor pet. Don't worry. I'll give it to you. Eventually. No complaining. I'm the one in charge, remember? For my fourth decision, I've decided to make you wait. No backtalk neither. If I want to make you wait, I will. Is that understood? Louder. Good. Now, don't move until I tell you, alright? No matter what happens, you can make noise, but don't move. If you move, I stop. You're so wet and so soft. Do you play with yourself often? Have you noticed the precise shade your folds are? How sweet your pussy is. Do you let your fingers roam all over before they slip inside of you? Perhaps you go right in for the good stuff, playing with your clit. Don't move. Stay right there. Don't close your legs. Don't move away from my fingers. If you do, I'll stop playing with you. And you don't want that. That's a good pet. You're doing such a good job being still while I explore. Do you notice how much you shiver when I slide my fingers down your core? You did. Good. Are you paying attention to how hard you're breathing? How much your legs are shaking? You're a needy little pet, aren't you? Ooh. That's right. You are. Should I fuck you now? Have you been good enough for me? I don't know. Is that really enough? Oh, are you frustrated? Well, that's rather disappointing. I'll have to stop touching you then. Oh, no. I didn't say you could move, did I? No, I didn't. Stop. Try again. Why should I fuck you? You're just a human and I'm a demon. I could fuck anyone I wanted. Why should I fuck you? Oh. I see what you're saying. All right. I suppose that's an acceptable answer. I can't wait to fuck you. You're so warm against my cock. Are you paying attention to how hard I am for you? I'm this hard for you, little human. I'm gonna fuck you. And you're gonna forget all about every lover you've had before. Memories of me are all you need. Even better than I anticipated. Fuck. You have no right to feel this good. Oh no, my pet. You're staying there. Remember when I promised I'd hold you in place? Oh, I know you do. Your pussy just clenched. You remember. Did you try moving because you thought I'd forgotten? Or are you testing me? Naughty. I'm gonna hold you down with one hand between your shoulders. My other hand is gonna guide your hips back into me. Yes. Just like that. Perfect. Oh, you're such a good girl. Fuck that, Scott. Nothing in all the rings of hell could compare. You look so ravishingly beautiful beneath me, taking everything I'm giving you and loving it. You love being fucked like this by me. Tell me, do you think you've earned your wishes yet? You have been good, but I don't think you've earned them until I've come inside of you. Don't you agree? Oh, it's the least you can do for me. Make me come, and I'll give you what you want. That's it. Now you're motivated, huh? Bucking your hips back into me. Clenching around my cock like that. You must be. Do you want me to come inside of you? Does that idea make my pet happy? That's it. Oh, you know what you're doing. Take my cock deep into your little pussy. Make me come. I know you know how. Just a little bit more. Fuck. Oh, that's good. Keep doing that. Yeah. Keep going. Fuck, I'm gonna lose it. That's it. Fuck. Fucking hell. You're practically a succubus. Do you know that? You would be my undoing if I let you, pet. So good. So good for me. Now, you listen. listened to everything I said, practically to a T. Oh, such a good girl, asking like that. Yes, you can move around now. Feeling all right? Good. Oh, you definitely earned those wishes. And with any luck, you won me that bet, too. Thank you, little human. Even if I didn't win, this was certainly worth any heckling my brothers would give me. It's hard to find a good fuck, even in hell. I'm afraid I must depart, my pet. I'm being summoned. Probably to determine who won this game of ours. Until next time.